every character.
Yo, this is a podcast that will inspire your life. Just sit and listen.
That every character, that every story, every name and person in the Bible.
Hold on.
That's in the Bible is actually a historic, was actually a historical person. And what I'm telling you is, like always, what the fuck does that matter?
Book of Life.
What does that matter? The Book of Life ain't physical.
Book of Life does matter.
The Book of Life ain't physical, though.
I want to be in it.
Okay, but it ain't physical.
That's fine.
So what I'm,
not, but what you're doing is not about physical.
Exactly. So whether or not these characters were actually historical, actual physical people or not, doesn't matter. What matters is the message they were trying to get across to you, the principles they were trying to show you, the thinking they were trying to instill
in you. That sounds good, but God was, he did both at every time. That's what a parable is.
If you give into that.
That's what the whole concept of a parable is.
A parable is just telling you a story.
A story that is a...
What I'm talking about is totally different.
But no, like you're saying though.
Okay, check it
out. The people are plug-ins.
All right, check it out.
The people are plugged-in. Okay. It don't matter about that. That's a parable.
Okay. So like
we
I said,
a parable.
So does it really matter if Jesus was an actual person or not on this earth? Does that really matter?
Yes.
How? Why? How and why?
Because we need a physical... intervention as well as a spiritual intervention, obviously. Because the physical is what got us fucked up. Wasn't the spiritual? Yeah, the spiritual could have.
No, we couldn't get back to the spiritual without rectifying the physical.
Exactly, so the physical is important.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's important in order for you to get
physically,
back to
physically, we this
order
is
to
what
get back to your spiritual.
Exactly. So why wouldn't God make a physical property in order for you to get back spiritually?
Because you.
Hmm?
You are your Christ. Why do you think it also says in there, greater works will you do in my name? That's me.
Like you said, that master example.
So what if he's not a documented actual person who was born from a woman? And it's all just a big story. And it's all just a big story to explain to you who you really are and the work you're supposed to be doing. Quit looking outside of you and look to yourself.
I understand. But it's spiritual, which always gets you to that next...
We were spiritual first.
Okay,
so
but we forgot, obviously.
This physical shit isn't right.
We're not being taught that.
Which is why the motherfucking shit is told to us the way it's told. But motherfuckers,
through a physical lens, yes.
Right, but motherfuckers get stuck actually believing that this is history. This really occurred. What it says is really, every word is the true definition. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it means exactly what it says. What if it does?
And that never mattered, though.
Right. That doesn't matter.
Well, because the concept has been introduced.
The concept is what...
That's what I've been talking
about. The principles, which is what I've been saying.
But you gotta learn those.
What matters. Correct. That's what matters.
That's important. I told you that nobody does anything that they don't know about.
But listen.
Or inspired.
It's already been here. But what I'm saying is how people get stuck. It's because they're thinking of it. They're looking at Matthew, Mark, Luke, John as actual people.
Super literal.
Super literal.
Right. But see, but that's the thing, though. But if you know who Jesus is, though, he broke it down to your ass in a double, a parable.
That's why
which is literal.
Which is why he already heard. But, yeah, but listen. If
to the wise man.
Okay, check it out, though. If you are a real master, then you realize this physical is nothing but an illusion. Because you were spiritual first, and that's what you're going back to. So all this whole physical shit is either a test, an obstacle, it's an experience. It's an obstacle course. Right. That's it. You see what I'm saying?
It's a process.
So that shit really doesn't matter.
It does to your spiritual psyche.
No, not to your spiritual psyche already knows that it's spiritual. It
I got you.
Before your physical, it knew that.
All right, but but we're not just out here as spiritual. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, correct. So, because
to get back,
what I say the other day, in order for one to get stronger, the other has to die.
Right.
Get weaker.
For sure.
So your physical has to get weaker. Why?
Makes
because
sense.
It don't really matter.
Right.
So whether any of these motherfuckers really existed physically or not, it's not the point.
Death is strengthening of your spirit.
Right.
That's the goal.
Well, death is just something that you have to go through because you are energy that manifested in this 3D dimension.
Well, like you said, if this physical doesn't really matter, obviously, one has to fucking die.
It does. Yeah, you
and
have
one
to
will
die.
Die.
Yeah, you have to die.
So you get to
in
choose.
This physical. No, no, because
I believe you get to choose.
No,
it's all about the choice.
What I believe is, like it says, God knows everything. The hairs on your head, how many days, how many breaths, how much heart, how many heartbeats. That's all physical shit. You see what I'm saying?
Amazing.
He knows that.
He knows that.
But what you're, like I said, what do you want your title to
Does
be?
Does he know your
what
eternal
you
life?
That's up to you. You got to get through the obstacle course. How long?
But that's all about choice.
How long? Right. That's all about choice. How do you choose to live?
You can eternally choose.
You can choose things that are eternal.
That's why you're
you
able. That's why he's able to look in into Satan's
You can choose
heart,
things that are eternal
heart and see that
see
there's iniquity.
You can see.
Right.
You can choose.
You can,
you can choose eternal decisions.
Right.
You can make eternal decisions.
I agree with that.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you do that, then you realize that this physical is a cinch. That shit's easy.
Got you. But the physical also is an example of I believe,
of your love for
but
real.
No, but
of your dedication.
When I hurt my leg and I hit that shit on the shower or whatever.
Focus.
It was more of like, but
because
no,
pain only lasts for a minute, just like time, just like your life. So it's a focus. That's temporary. Your spirit is forever. It's not temporary. It's infinity. It's eternity. Your spiritual. You see what I'm saying? So what you spend your time here doing is going to make what your title is in eternity.
It's gonna make what you choose.
Learning ain't gonna stop. Learning ain't gonna stop.
It might.
No, learning ain't gonna stop.
If you get thrown in the lake of fire, it's stopping.
But that's if you choose to waste what he gave you.
I think he did it fair.
He did. I made these laws. That's what it is.
Right.
If you choose to not do these
You know
laws,
what? In the spiritual world, you probably wouldn't feel certain things the same way.
No, you won't. Because there's no time.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So you don't actually get a
how
sense
feel,
of
how
the pain.
How I'm going to feel guilty about something, nigga, when I can spend the rest... I did it for 2 seconds.
Right.
Nigga, I got 20 million years to never do it again. Why would I feel guilty on that? Because I spent 2 seconds doing it. So what's right and bad? What's good and evil? Ain't none, except what your intent is. If you decide to use this prism, the algorithms of this operating system to get an advantage over someone, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Or to oppress someone or something.
Would you want to oppress someone eternally?
You can't.
That's the question.
You can't.
No,
that's why I said,
exactly.
You can't.
We can't.
Vengeance is mine, says.
Right. But imagine if we weren't living in this physical world where God can correct. Imagine if you did hurt someone in the eternal.
You can't.
But I'm saying, though, like that's kind of like the iniquity or whatever.
No, iniquity is going against his will.
Yeah.
All right. So if you make it into, if you choose to use your physical time
to
become a citizen in his kingdom, then nigga, your programming has already been corrected to where you can do nothing but his will.
Right. But you can choose to do against, obviously. Well, if his angels and his spiritual creatures were able to choose.
They're not human.
We chose to go against.
Right, we chose. That's why they're so bad. They asked Enoch, ask him if there's anything we can do, please, to get back to where we came from. And he said, nope.
Why? Yeah, because you were eternal. Oh, I get it. Because the choice that you made was eternal. It wasn't a time-based choice.
Exactly.
So you wanted to do that. Because you are only, all you knew was eternity.
Right. That's why
if you ever make a choice.
Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right.
That's us.
Right.
These niggas knew.
Right. Yeah, you lived in eternity.
Now, you can choose to not recognize that, and that's ignorance. You're ignoring the knowledge.
Right.
You see it there,
right.
But you're just choosing to ignore it. That's why my people suffer
for lack of knowledge. But now it makes sense, though, of how God came mess with the fallen.
Yeah.
Because eternally, they were against, eternity.
That's going against my word.
Well, I mean, what they chose was forever.
I made this law.
You know what I mean?
I made you to do this. When you chose to go against that, can't fucks with you.
Right. Because there's no time period.
Period. Yeah, there before these motherfuckers.
Right.
And all they got is time.
Right. So they didn't know no better.
Yeah, right. They were living in ignorance.
Right. And what you chose to use as their down, as the, see, that's so weird.
You chose it.
Right.
You chose it.
It's kind of, Satan used that as a flaw, though,
Satan
for God.
Satan lied to everyone.
Right.
He lied to the angels who fell with him. He lied to us. He's the father of lies. You see what I'm saying? He told us.
But what's the benefit to lying to the angels?
Because that was the only way he was.
How do you get them to fucking lose the leader?
Because
leave their
they
state.
Put their trust in him and not in
what
the
was
fuck
their incentive? Sex?
Basically.
That's it?
But yeah.
That's pretty whack.
Because, like it says, the spirits, these angels, are neither male nor female.
Right. So
they don't go.
They don't know.
They know nothing about that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
That created
so
another
that's what.
Option,
right.
Though.
So that gave. The you know what I'm saying? The angels is seeing us have love and having pleasure
and
shit.
True.
And they like, what the fuck?
Is that?
Well, yeah.
What is that?
I've
been here forever.
And God is like, that's nothing.
That's
and
not
Satan
y'all.
Satan is like, nigga, look.
Trust
that
me,
shit is bomb.
Tried.
Nigga, yeah. That shit is bomb, nigga.
You get
some
them?
Of that, nigga. Mm-hmm. Look at this shit, nigga.
Right. And you're a god almost to them.
Yeah, so you going to get as much as you want.
They gonna praise you.
Yeah, exactly. And they like, okay, cool.
Mm.
Cool. Hoping that God would have a soft heart.
Right, right.
Hoping that his glory, his perfectness will forgive them.
Yeah,
no
banking
matter what
on I'm, his forgiveness.
Banking on his glory. Just
right,
how he
banking
is.
On his nature.
Banking on his nature, on his characteristics.
Right.
He's
but since
so
he's so
perfect,
majestic.
He's so perfect.
And mystical
nigga, no
with
matter,
it.
No
don't
matter,
try to figure me
no
out.
No matter what. Nigga, he's
but don't also don't try to figure
gonna,
me
he's
out.
Gonna try to, he's going to understand.
right.
He's so powerful, knowledgeable. He's
but
say,
I feel like Satan
understand.
Used that. He tried to use that as his ace
that,
in the hole.
That is
like,
what he
ain't going to do shit.
He lied to them. No, it wasn't that he wasn't going to do shit.
No, but he's like, he's
it
slow
like,
to anger.
No,
he'll get
it was like, nigga,
maybe I can
no
say
matter,
sorry later.
No,
it,
no matter what you do,
I'll always
we're his
work.
Creation.
Right.
He's going to bring us back.
Right.
That's what he was banking on.
And he's like, huh?
And God was like, no.
Yeah, I'm not.
I didn't create y'all for that.
He no longer did he. Was
I didn't
he
create
sad?
Y'all for that. You know what I'm saying? No, he
you
didn't
think,
get sad. He got,
you know what I mean? But do you
he got mad.
I got you on that, but if you're like, those are his kids though, still, right?
Yeah, but God isn't sad. Like I said, you tell your daughter not to run in the street. Are you sad when she runs in the street?
If she gets hit by a car.
If she gets hit by a car. If she runs out in the street and nothing happens, are you sad?
No,
you won't. Exactly. You're going to whoop her ass
yeah,
because
I
what?
I told you.
There you go.
I don't want nothing to happen
here.
Here
you go.
But once I'm already, like, well, what do you do when they get hit?
These niggas is eternal. So there is no death unless I just decide to erase you from eternity.
He ain't doing that.
He ain't doing that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and there, nigga,
even
there
erasure
is,
goes
there
against
is,
his
there
nature.
There is no, what you call it, sadness or even a possibility of you being killed in this physical earth because this wasn't made for you. You were made for eternity. You see what I'm saying? So you chose to go on the street, nigga. So no, I'm not going to be sad you chose to go on the street, because you can't die unless I take you away. Nigga, you're eternal. I made you as an eternal being. You have no physical...
They banked on that,
too. They banked on that. Yeah, that's why they're pissed off. That's why they want to kill as many as they can.
That's a half-truth that they told us.
That's what it always is.
Right.
A lie doesn't work unless you put some truth in
it. Right. Like, you won't die.
Right. That's the same thing you told us.
It's a burning fucking hell.
Hold on, man. You told me that, or I heard that if I eat from this tree, I'm surely going to die. You won't surely die. You'll be just like him.
And he knows that.
You'll be just like him. That's what he said.
Because you'll have eternal life.
No, she already had eternal life.
No, but he said that
what
to them.
You will
live forever.
No, that's not what he said.
He said you will surely not die, but you will live forever.
That's not what he said.
What did he say?
He said you will not surely, the day you eat of this fruit, you will not surely die, but you will be
like
as God.
Yeah.
Correct. And be like him.
Because you'll know the difference between good
and
evil.
And they believed it. Not knowing, because I already am just like God.
But the crazy thing is about that, too, is that obviously God is so smart that he probably freaking equated for that.
Like I said, when you're a true master, it doesn't matter who sits on the cross from you, you're playing yourself.
You're just like, thanks.
You're playing yourself.
You know, it's a move that it's so weird that...
You're playing yourself. And then
maybe that was always the plan.
And then, I
feel like God was going to teach us things regardless.
Yes, he was. But I don't think that was the plan. But I think
why did he create us? Shit. Sorry, y'all. I hope y'all listening to this still. We still going.
Keep telling you why he created us. He created us.
This is a good conversation. You guys need to hear this.
I truly believe for two reasons. A, he wanted something that had the choice not to love him back. You don't have to follow my will. I didn't make you.
Well, clearly saying that it had ability to do that.
Free will, but the thing of it is I didn't make you for that. He didn't make us for that. He made them for that. See what I'm saying?
Is he the first person to go against?
Yeah.
Or to create a different opposition
rebellion? Yes, he was, yes.
Okay.
Because he got caught up in the same shit we get caught up. Ego and pride. I'm so beautiful. I'm so perfect. I'm a nigga.
So did God see this happen?
I deserve.
Why did God choose to find and look for iniquity in him?
He didn't choose to.
You know, he said, I searched your heart and I found iniquity.
I searched your heart and I saw that you have pride.
You got
something in you that wants to go against your programming.
Right. Why did he search him? Did you think that he gave off some vibes for him to search, or God just does that?
He's everything.
I guess when he thought it, it's an eternal anyway.
Once you're Lucifer, and you think it is. But see,
it's
God,
just kind of like lust,
God is so majestic. It's like he made that motherfucker knowing he could look at himself and think he's the shit.
Right.
He could do this.
So let me make a contingency plan.
Yeah, he could do this, but what he don't know that if he does that, it's his downfall. And my will's gonna be done regardless.
And it will just uplift my.
Regardless, it's just gonna be mine. My shit's still gonna be regardless. My kingdom's everlasting.
Never a kingdom.
So I'm not worried about you, Lee.
I love you enough to make you though. So.
I made you with a purpose.
I know, but he's so dope.
The only thing he made out of love was us.
But even as these creatures, though, if you think about it. Right, they have a purpose that are beautiful with all sorts of power.
They have a purpose.
And yet, like you said, they all don't do the same thing.
They all don't do the same things.
Yeah.
Like I said, the power.
They don't all have the authorities and powers.
They all have different assignments.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
They have different powers.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They're extensions of him. I'm all of y'all. Y'all can put all y'all
maybe
hands.
He said it. Y'all can put all. Move.
Y'all can put y'all's, no, more than that. Y'all can put all y'all brains together. Y'all can put all y'all's brains together, and it still would never equate to what I got going on up here.
Do you think, now this is kind of crazy. I don't know. This is just the way to think.
Okay.
Do you think that God might have had that? It obviously, he knows good and evil, obviously. He created every fucking thing. You know?
That's what I'm saying. No.
Or he knows. Like he says in, I believe in.
He sees the opposite.
He knows good and evil, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is good and evil, all of this is the opposite ends of the same shit.
Right. But it's like this. Do you think maybe he took a part of himself that could possibly be... Nah, that's overthinking.
Like I said, the second part of why I believe he did it, like I said, with humans... And so that he can experience true love for himself.
Right. It's like
outside of himself.
Yeah, you don't really you know how God loves until you have a kid.
You really don't know what love is until you have a kid.
Real talk. That's the truth. And that's how I knew how God loved me.
That's why he made humans.
Until I had a kid.
You see what I'm saying? That's why he made humans.
Is that shit
because these motherfuckers, they don't have to choose me.
Right. But if they don't know shit.
But if they do.
Ooh. Right. That's my dude.
I am turned up.
That's music to my ears. That's my jam.
I am turned up.
Right. It's kind of like when
But remember, I don't need you. Because I can get turned up off this tree. He prays me every day. I can get turned up off this rock. He prays me every day.
The amplifier on y'all.
Right.
That I created is a 4,000 watt mono channel.
You the authority, nigga.
Right.
You was a pure gold conductor.
So if I hear the praise from you, it's going to boom.
Y'all
are amplifiers.
You're a pure gold conductor.
It makes sense.
Pure
you
gold
perfect
conductor.
Conductors. Mm-hmm. But with perfect, for this, big risk comes big
for
reward.
For this physical, what's the risk? Like I said, God is truth.
There's
and
a
truth,
risk.
Truth is anything that you can apply and it don't
There's
change.
A risk when it comes to love. That's the beauty of love.
Human.
Love. No, just all love. There's a risk. If there's
What's
not
the
a risk,
risk What's the
then
risk?
It's not love.
What's the risk?
Choice. If you choose not to go love me, then you don't love me. Then that's the only risk. You know what I'm saying? But that's a big risk, because you can choose not to.
That is correct.
You know what I mean? But it's
thing,
a big reward.
But the thing of it is, that's from our perspective.
Well, that's from God's perspective.
From his perspective, I'm going to be when I am, no matter what the fuck you
That's
do,
cool,
nigga.
But if y'all choose to love me,
that's for you.
No,
you
but
get the benefit, not me.
He loves.
Yes, but I like it. But that ain't on me. I'm gonna be me regardless. It's just like sitting back, say you got 100 keys in the crib, nigga. Whether a motherfucker show up with the money to pay for these 100 keys or not, you're good. You are who you are still. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the motherfucker that actually comes down ain't asking for no favors and is showing up to cash out or the whole 100.
That's
you,
my turn.
That's my nigga.
Right. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Right.
There you go. I'm gonna be who I am regardless of you.
Right.
That's why I say
you
money don't. Money don't. Story. That's why I say money don't move me.
He wants you to be part of the story.
You already a part
Not
of the story.
Not everybody's a part of the story.
Everybody is.
There's nameless people in the Bible.
Yes, but they're still part of the story for him.
Yeah.
However,
for you.
For you.
Right.
What role you want, nigga?
This is both our story and his.
What role do you want?
This is our story and his, though. We can't just say
it ain't
it's
his.
God's story.
It ain't his.
Because if that's the case,
this is ours. This is
our story in here.
This, nope, this
it's
is
a
ours.
Love story.
This is ours.
That's a Corinthians story.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, but that's from the human
this is
perspective.
But God is chasing us.
He ain't chasing shit.
But
it's up to you. That's why he said knock and it shall be
open. I got you, but he's not like dipping on us.
No, he ain't saying that.
That's
Nick, okay, so check it out. I'm in my, look, I'm in my 20 bedroom, 18 room, different rooms, 14 bathroom mansion.
Yeah.
Nigga, whether you decide to come over and push the doorbell or not, it's on you. It ain't changing my comfort. I'm here. I'm already in it.
Right.
It's up to you if you want to enjoy.
Company,
it's up to you whether you want to enjoy.
Right.
And
I got you,
shit.
But your company to the him is pleasing.
But he don't need
your love company. That's what I'm saying. He don't need it.
Yes, he does enjoy. It's just like that. Like I said, that's my nigga. Right. I'm fucking with him. He chose to do it.
Love is love.
But I don't need that.
That's fine. He don't.
You see what I'm saying? I done made motherfuckers to go around my head wherever I go to give me praise.
It's way different.
But it's not, really.
Is it? It's not. If that was sufficient enough, what's the point of us?
The point of us is he wanted a way to experience himself outside of himself.
Right. Outside of his rules.
You see what I'm saying? No. He is a spirit. He's eternal. So it's like, damn, I want something that's outside of me to choose me.
Right.
So I can experience the shit that's outside of me.
Right.
I'm never going to change who the fuck I am. But the only way I can get a glimpse of the shit that I created is to become the creation.
Ooh, check this out.
That's why they call it an image. You are who you are, regardless if you look in the mirror or not. But when you look in the mirror, you can describe.
You remember when I was talking about nobody does anything without the introduction of a different way, an alternative, a new choice, or whatever. No one creates their own new choices. You know what I'm saying? You have to be introduced, similar to Satan introducing sin and whatnot, right? Because they have that ability to go do it. But nobody told him nothing. They gave him no context behind it. And Satan, yes, he lied. He gave context behind the different type of choice or whatever, right? What if the ultimate love is based upon the choice throughout all? Okay, all right, yeah. If God is all about, looking for a love, right, that is outside of time, okay?
You're looking for him.
But you also have a choice, though, now that's viable.
Correct.
You know
what
I mean?
That's why he's looking for him. Because if you really are...
Because what is free choice without...
Without love, there is no choice. That's what free will means.
But if you don't have no choices, you can't choose a different way.
Correct.
So Satan is necessary for...
Which is exactly what I was saying about choice. The Egyptians. They knew the connection of it all. Nigga, you can never enter your godhood without going through sin.
Right.
That's why they say when you die, you come before Thoth. And Thoth raised your heart against a feather.
Right.
And if your heart is feather, if your heart is... If your heart weighs more than the feather, you can't get in. You can't come to the next level. And your heart is physical.
Right.
So if you still care about all that physical shit,
right.
You can't get in here.
Yeah, you don't have a heavy heart.
Yeah, you got
a heavy heart. And heavy hearts mean that you're longing for something.
Longing for something that you're not.
You're if you're already in the spiritual,
yeah, you were
what are you longing for? Why is your heart still heavy?
Because you're longing for a lie.
Right.
You were spiritual before you were physical.
Right.
So after you get through that physical and you're still longing for that, then that means you don't recognize who the fuck you really are.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. It's basically like the deletion of history.
Yes, God recognized himself.
It's like the
people of these days. Without time, there is no history.
Right, and it's like the people of these days, though.
It's like if you didn't know who the fuck you were. It's like sperm when you ejaculate.
Yeah.
There's 5 million motherfucking individual sperm cells that come off that one
that are alive.
Now, the one motherfucker that comes back to you, you're going to love it no matter what the fuck it do.
Right. You made it.
It's an expression of you that came back to you.
Is it something out of a point of God respects a survivalist?
Because a real motherfucker knows, nigga, that I don't need to worry about survival. Nigga, I'm eternal. What am I trying to survive? I'm gonna be here.
Are sperm conscious of what they're doing, you think? That one's a big one.
Yes, I believe so. I believe so.
You think so?
Just like anything else.
So who the fuck? It's so a, the other ones are alive too?
Yeah, it's survival and fit. Oof. Who wants it that bad?
Right. Who gonna get there?
Who wants to show me that you love me, to go through all this shit to get back to me the most?
Right.
That's who's gonna manifest physically in this bitch. And if you really remember your promise from the jump, you'll get back to me. How bad?
Because how does...
You see?
It just makes me think of Lil Boo-Boo. It's like, how she fought all the motherfuckers.
She picked you. Right. First off, she picked to be in you.
Spiritually.
Yes. This is, you know what I'm saying? The physical...
You say that, the physical, but my daughter or my girl doesn't say the same thing.
The physical experience...
But then I kind of...
The physical experience that I need to go through to reach the next level of
spirituality...
To reach the next level of spirituality.
Right.
The only way I'm going to get that is to experience it coming through this.
Well, maybe you was already that.
You was already... Why would you do the same thing? God don't.
But it's like, guys, he's like, okay.
Eternal.
There is a change.
The energy, right, it changes. The energy never dies.
What do I need to get
it
to
changes.
Change?
Right.
But that's not your choice.
That is your choice.
I believe that's God's choice.
And no, God
chooses to God where he's going to put you, when he's going to put you. I've never heard that.
Spiritual people, correct? So.
Were you created before you were human?
Yes, everything is. It comes from the spiritual.
It's a manifestation of spirit.
Correct. So, which means it is spiritual before it's physical.
In a way.
It ain't no other way to look at it. Why ain't it? How else can he know the numbers on your hair? How else can he know how many breaths you're going to take?
Because
how else is he
going to
know? The only way he knows that is because you was who you were before you manifested physically.
So you created it in heaven and sent it down.
You were physical. So you were spiritual first.
But were you around, thriving as an individual, as a creature? Does your spiritual change?
But
you don't remember shit?
Correct.
Why?
What do you mean?
You don't remember shit? What's the point of this whole test if you
Because
don't
we gave
shit?
Authority up, nigga.
You know what I mean?
That's the whole reason. We gave authority up. So now, like I said, he says
we
what?
Don't remember
Yeshua.
Who we are,
he said
obviously.
Yeshua is what? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In order for you to be a king.
That's true. If Jesus was around before, obviously we were too.
Exactly. So if he's
that
King of
sense.
Kings, you got to be a king. In order to be a king, what's a king? He has a what?
He has a kingdom.
All right, and his word is?
His law.
There you go, the structure. So, in order to get to...
Here, then.
Right, so in order to get to my next step spiritually...
Yeah, because Jesus didn't know 100% everything,
why do you,
too,
like
until
I
he
said,
was baptized.
Why, no. Baptism was him accepting his role.
Baptism was him showing that God's righteousness.
No, baptism was him showing God, I accept what I came here to do. I accept it. That's why it says God.
But it was a
God's
spiritual
spirit,
download.
That's why I said God's spirit came down like a dove, and he said, I am well pleased. And my son, I am well pleased.
Right.
Because he decided to take up his cross, to be.
But also, and they tried to stop him. They tried to stop him. John tried to stop him. John the Baptist tried to stop him. He was like, hey.
John,
hold up, listen. John, he did. He was like this. He said, you're coming to me?
Yeah.
I should be doing this for you.
Exactly.
He said, just do it.
Right. He didn't try to stop him. He understood. He knew who this motherfucker was.
Yeah, he
when
did.
No one else did.
Right.
That's why he said that. Wasn't that I'm trying to stop you.
But he
said, I know who you are.
Right, I'm not
so
worthy.
I'm not worthy.
But Jesus was like, hold up, you got
to
do this.
You got to do this in order to prove to everybody else.
Right.
And if you listen to what John the Baptist preached, all he preached was, I am the forerunner.
Right.
I am here to start.
To show.
To start.
Right.
What the perfect lamb will finish.
Yeah, he knew his role.
What the, you know what I'm saying?
Because when they passed by each other, motherfuckers was kicking stomachs and
shit. Yeah, they was cousins.
Like, they knew each other.
They was cousins.
Shit already in the womb.
The spirits.
I love that story.
They were spirits.
That's
they,
a dope
they
story.
Knew.
If y'all ain't checked that out,
they,
look that up. I don't know what
knew.
Part of the Bible that is.
You know what
is.
I'm saying? That's why John's father, nigga, God had to shut him up. That nigga couldn't even utter a word until he was born. Why? Because he ain't fully believed. And he kept putting in doubt with the shit he was saying to everybody he was saying it to. So God shut up his lips. He couldn't even utter a word.
Who is this?
Until John the Baptist's
I just know his auntie or John, his mama.
His mom, okay. Their moms were cousins.
Yeah.
All right, but their husbands, John the Baptist's father, nigga, didn't fully believe in what the prophecy said and what the angel said. So what he was saying was putting doubt.
Is there a prophecy upon John the Baptist?
Yes.
Okay.
What did they say he was going to do? He was going to baptize the kid?
No. He was going to prepare you for the true Messiah. I'm going to show you the true way. I'm the forerunner.
Right. That's how people got confused.
It's my job. Gotcha. I'm the forerunner.
Right. I'm a pace car.
I'm creating the path.
Right. Yeah, pace car.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Calendar's already there. He's the pace car.
Calendar wasn't there. I mean, it was spiritual. You're right. It was there. It was his job physically to prepare the people.
Like the race is about to
start. Don't. That's why he kept saying, don't pray to me. Pray to the one that comes after me.
Yeah, but even his followers didn't see that.
They didn't understand it.
Because everything they think is so literal.
Physical. They think it's literal. Instead of understanding the principles.
Instead of metaphysics.
Exactly. The principles that God said.
Metaphysics is the bond between spiritual and physicality, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Makes sense.
Yes, sir.
No one's doing it like that, though, because when metaphysics takes you to humble thyself, like, everybody sees you freaking baptizing all these people, right? They see you all day long, and then you see the dude that you've been, like, following, right?
But people still don't understand the principle in baptism.
That's a public declaration.
To show people I am no longer the same person.
Right.
My physical has died.
Yeah.
And now
that
I am all spirit. That's it. They take it as, like, Catholics who believe I'm going to get my baby christened.
That don't make no damn sense.
Yeah, right. That don't make
sense. How the hell is a kid going to make a decision?
This motherfucker ain't making it.
And they're good.
Right.
Until a certain age, any damn way.
He ain't responsible for shit. He ain't making
that's just passing the buck.
That's tradition.
Right. That's more like God doing what you got to do instead of me doing it.
That's control. That's right. That's why they believe.
It's appointed to you.
That's why they believe they can do whatever. And then they can go to the Father and motherfucking confess. And he'll tell them to do 12 Hail Marys, light 4 candles, and go on about your way.
Right. How can he forgive your sins?
How can a sin creature forgive your sins?
It ain't for another, that's what I keep
saying. You know what I mean though, right?
It ain't for another motherfucker. It's for you. Quit looking for outside approval. Look inside your fucking self.
But here's the thing, most people live in the spiritual world, so it's like, if this person approves me on this planet, I'm good.
That's physical.
That's super physical.
Like I
but
said,
once you get to a certain point,
outside.
Well, that's the thing, though, that they indoctrinated everybody to the physical world
for oppression.
Right, in order to keep you happy or whatever, so you don't.
And it ain't happy.
You're not supposed to be happy.
It ain't happy. You are supposed to be happy.
You're not supposed to be happy with it the way it is. You should despise.
Correct.
The system.
Correct.
You should despise.
Correct.
Satan's dominion.
Correct.
In strongholds.
But the only way you can do that is by realizing you're an alien.
Right. Exactly.
You're in this motherfucker, but I'm not of it.
Exactly. That's why I was like, when God, he blessed this one chick, he was like, man, she been. Oh, he did it on Sabbath day, just to flex on them. And they was mad as hell, though. They were like, why you do that? Why you bless her or whatever? I think she was in bondage or something like that for like 18 years. Some crazy number, right? Whatever bondage means. Maybe she has some spiritual demons. I don't know.
Nah, what he did was he healed the blind man.
No, he also was a woman, too.
No, he healed the blind. The woman was the woman with the issue
Not
with
just
blood.
The issue with and the blood. There was a person with a spirit of bondage. She's been bonded by something for the last 18 years or whatever, what they said.
There was another. I know two women that he actually gave up some keys to the kingdom too.
Yeah, that was the lady by the water.
That was the lady by the water, the one with the issue of blood. That was it.
There was another chick.
That was it. Besides Mary,
right? I will tell you a story.
Who he says was the closest disciple.
Yeah.
It wasn't under a nigga. Sure. It was her.
Right. She probably didn't judge that man.
She
like
knew a whole nigga. She was a prostitute.
But she was different.
And she was a prostitute, nigga. And she knew more about what was really going on.
Yeah.
Than
the intimacy.
Yeah.
And that's what women do. They're not just so superficial.
Like I said,
she was the first nigga. She held it down at the cross.
There
the, or
there
at the stake, or whatever you call
there
it.
The universe.
She wasn't scared.
And she was also the first that the angel told
to tell him
what's he here. You looking for
she
who?
She looking for
you looking for who?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't here. But like I said, so imagine that without it actually being the principles behind it.
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
What if it ain't literal? What if it's all similes? To teach you something
it's
deeper.
Big, but a parable is the definition of the both.
The parable is it, yeah, but that's in physical terms.
Yeah, in order to give you spiritual enlightenment.
Right, but his parables were spiritual parables.
There was,
it
but they also manifested
it wasn't
physical.
It wasn't physical,
yeah,
spiritual.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
When he talks about the parable of the sheep that like leaves the flock and everybody else is in there.
And if that shepherd really loves his sheep, he's going to go after that one.
That one. Exactly. That's physical and spiritual.
That's not physical. Tell me what physical person is going to...
A parable is an example physically
that you understand.
Makes you think
that
spiritually.
You, correct. That you understand physically, but
yes.
Don't take it physically.
He only does that because we don't know how his...
It's all spiritual.
Heavenly speaking.
It's all spiritual.
Right.
So don't.
But
take
we only
it.
Get examples.
So don't take it physically.
I understand
I'm
that.
Using
I'm
physical
using
the so
as
can,
an example.
So you can understand
right.
The principles that I'm trying to tell you.
Spiritually. Yeah.
Correct. So I ain't saying, nigga, if you own 100 sheep and one goes loose, to leave these 100 sheep and go get the one.
But you get what I'm saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's not literal.
It's
not literal then.
But it could be applied literally.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't. All right.
Okay, check this out. Just like on the Sabbath. If your sheep gone missing, right, and that motherfucker fell down at a ravine or some shit, right, would you not
That's
physically...
That's not what he said. He said the donkey.
Okay,
the
sheep, whatever. And that
would you wait till the next day to get it up out that
gorge?
Or would
you go get it?
Or would you get it today?
Exactly.
He ain't
That's
talk.
Physically and spiritually.
Yes, it is. Well, listen. So what is he saying?
He's saying on both things.
He's saying
that the spiritual overrides physical.
Yes, but if it in order for what you said for it to be literal, physically and spiritually, you have to know the meaning behind both. So what is he saying physically? If he's saying spiritually that the spiritual overpowers the physical, then what is he saying?
No, but that was
what
that,
is he
that's
saying?
My over that's
what is he
that
saying?
That's my definition of prophet of a proverb.
Okay,
but
so what is he saying physical?
Physically,
physically
he's
saying what's the outcome of
the
that
outcome
story?
is that you're going to, no matter what day it is, save something you care about and love because it's the right thing to do. No matter what day it is,
wrong.
No matter what law it
wrong.
Is, and it's okay
wrong.
To do that.
Wrong.
Why?
Wrong.
Why?
Wrong.
Why?
Because render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And it's physical.
But Caesar's laws weren't Sabbath laws.
Exactly. So this is what he's telling you. If you are in a belief of something that tells you you're not supposed to do this just because it's what you believe in, nigga, you still got to get paid. So if your moneymaker is in that motherfucking gorge, you gonna let it die and give up your moneymaker?
You're going against Caesar's laws?
Even though it is the Sabbath, which is your spiritual shit, are you still gonna go get your moneymaker?
Because
you gotta go to work Monday morning.
Question for you. Did he ever go, any of his parables go against the actual Caesar's laws?
No.
That's
crazy. Because spiritual laws just seeds that.
So he was only attacking his own...
He was bringing his kingdom. That's why the only
it was
message,
only this message was kind of only
message
for his
was
church.
All spiritual.
But yeah, it was whole, only for the people who knew him.
But yeah, but the whole thing of it is if you can understand these spiritual principles,
yeah.
The physical is a cinch.
Right. The physical is a mirror.
That's why he says don't worry about the food you eat, the clothes you wear. The right. Birds don't.
They don't.
So why are you?
And I love you more.
Exactly.
But that's a physical example.
Of spiritual.
No, that's a physical example.
It's of spiritual.
I got you, but that's also a physical example.
Of spiritual. Meaning, if you seek me first, this physical will be taken
both.
Care of. Will be taken care of.
Got you. But it's also a parable. It's both physical
yes,
and spiritual.
Exactly.
Because it's so true.
Which
it's
is
like,
the,
I take care of the birds.
Same,
can
which,
you argue
which
that?
Is the same. Right. Which is the same thing about getting the donkey
right.
On the Sabbath.
I feel like he's
you
more,
gotta make money in order to survive on this motherfucking
down for us.
Just like he told you in ways that you can
understand. Yeah, because we're not that smart.
Right, simple as that. That's all it
that's
was.
That's pretty much how
that's
it boils down
to. That's all it was.
He's like a dad. He's like a teacher. Great teacher,
oh, yeah,
obviously.
He's the master.
And a dad, too. Because when you talk to your kids and shit, you gotta give them examples and shit. Like, it's not really about just your.
I say the difference.
You know, because even when you talk to
but
your
look
kid,
though, but look though,
right,
the difference
it's
is
bigger.
Listen,
than
yeah,
just
but
right now.
But the difference is that you'll talk to your son differently than you'll talk to another motherfucker son. Why? Because he ain't your son.
Well, you don't notice him as your brother. That's all.
No. Nigga, that's just like telling another motherfucker.
If we all lived in the community.
Like, listen, that's just like telling another motherfucker how to raise their kid. You won't do that, but you're going to raise yours by the standards that...
For sure.
Exactly. So, the things you talk about, express, or teach your son might be different than what you teach his friend. Why? Because that's not your son.
But you don't
the
teach
The difference
his
is, you should.
What is there to teach?
Life.
There's an example
there's
to set.
There's everything. You can still teach him.
You gonna teach him the same principles you teach your
you
kid?
You can't
right?
Because I can't talk to him the way I talk to my
exactly.
Son. That's not my son. That's the difference between
the packaging.
Him. Listen, that's the difference between him and us. All of them is his kids.
See, that's just
so he don't have to talk to us different. He talks to everybody.
Then
the
why
same.
Aren't you talking to everybody like that?
Because I ain't him.
But you can be.
I can't.
Or
be.
You can be close.
No.
Or you can even try.
All I
that can... was always your problem.
No.
Why are you fucking packaging this so
I ain't packaging shit.
Package it better.
No, I'm not. All I can do, bro, is the best I can.
True.
Period.
But you definitely can package it differently as
that's
a teacher.
It. What do you mean? To who?
If to
you
all come, your family.
If you come, nigga,
that's all that's important.
Talk to my kids.
I understand.
Talk to my
no, they're
family.
Great.
Yeah.
But you said to me earlier, you said the way you package it, and I had this problem too. I'm harsh, I'm very brash, I'm very blunt.
To every motherfucker.
This is anybody. I'm blunt, I don't beat around the bush. But there's a better way to package shit, isn't it?
For me, it's not.
There is.
Listen, that's what my wife tried to say to me.
There is.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Not how you say it.
That's what she, but that's still packaging.
The words you saying.
Like I said, what you say, it ain't what you say, it's how you say it. That's packaging.
That's not true, though.
That's packaging it different.
That's different. That's not what I mean. Not the cadence, not the tone. Fuck that. The repackaging of the word direction.
The word direction?
Yeah.
What you mean? Any word I use means the same shit. No matter how I say it.
Semantics are key.
No matter how I say it, the definition is the same.
You're packaging it in a way that's abrasive.
Correct. But if that's how you take it.
No, but did they ever feel like Jesus' packages were abrasive?
Yeah.
Or did they, no, they felt
yes,
like
they
his
did.
Packages were foolish, not
no,
abrasive.
They did feel abrasive. That's why they killed him. They took a murderer over him. Why? Because his package was abrasive to what the fuck they was trying to do.
True. I agree with you.
I'm not changing who I am, and that's why my kids, I can talk, I can say whatever, however I say it to them, and they get the point. It ain't how I said it, it's what I'm saying. And my wife tried to change me and tell me, it ain't what you saying, it's how you saying it.
What does that mean?
It's not
how you say it. Like, right, what does that even mean?
Right, to me, that didn't make sense either, because the words, no matter how I say it, it's the same.
Like,
definition.
If I can say, don't say that. But what do you mean, how?
Well, right.
What the fuck? What do you want me to say?
You said it loud. You said it in an
aggressive
way.
That doesn't work. Okay. That's not a problem.
That's dealing with emotions. I don't deal with emotions.
That means
I'm
nothing.
Way beyond that.
Something's taken out of them.
Listen
something's
to what
take
the,
a case.
Listen to the definition.
Right.
Fuck how I'm
the
saying.
The words are still the same.
Like, nigga, the...
What do you want me to whisper?
A crackhead will tell you the same words, and it might be crazy. He might put 30 words in between them same words, but it's going to mean the same
Let
thing.
Let your attorney say the shit. You're going to be all ears.
And that's exactly what legalese is.
Right.
Is legal talk. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Legal
that's
jargon.
Yeah, it's legal talk. Whoever can talk the best wins the case.
Yeah, whoever can,
whoever
talk
can speak that legalese,
yep.
speak that language, wins the case.
Got you.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
So whoever talks spiritually wins.
Oh, so you will be attacked.
She thought it was ego that I'm saying it because I'm mad, or I'm saying it because I'm fucked up. Or I'm saying it because,
right.
you see what I'm saying, I'm trying to enforce,
how is there
you know what I'm saying,
way
out of fear or something. And that's not what I'm
what
doing
What are they
it
trying
for.
To do, stop
I, I'm doing it because this is how I wish somebody would have talked the fucking me.
So is the word, are you being disagreed with on the context? Or is the context being agreed upon? You know, or are they just hearing the tone?
My kids?
Nah.
Okay, my wife?
Yeah, that's important.
On
so,
some real shit, like transparent
shit,
to me, that could be up in the air. I feel she is getting the definition, the comprehension on some shit, but some shit, because of the way she takes that I'm saying it, because she takes it, I'm saying it that way because I feel a certain way without even knowing how I feel. But to her, she's interpreting.
Oh, that just blows it out of context.
Exactly.
You already have an agenda of what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Then when can I say it? Then. Oh, then it's not even a question of how are you saying it. It's when I'm saying it then.
It's when and what I'm saying.
It's when.
And how.
Because that same words can be said sometime other. I believe timing is key.
I don't. Because I am a spiritual motherfucker.
That's true.
So there is no such thing as time. I feel whatever words I say mean the same regardless of when I say it, what time it is when I say it, how I'm feeling when I say it, da-di-da, it means the same. And if I love you, I love you. I'm never going to say anything to make you fear me or to make you try to obey
me. That shit don't
or anything
feel
like that. You know
me?
What I'm saying? Like, whatever. Like,
do that,
I'm not
streets.
On it. I'm doing it because I see something that could be corrected and I'm trying to make you focus.
Yes, and we
I'm trying to make you focus. You
right.
see what I'm saying? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Got you.
Like I said, most. How
see,
I,
but that's the thing though, when you're. I have that same problem. It's like the things that I read and the standards that I have
mm-hmm.
and the passion that I have for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit back on, like, I feel less of a man. I'm not helping nobody, obviously, if I just shut the fuck up, do I?
It ain't about...
It is about help. I don't want certain people to fucking suffer.
It ain't about shut the fuck up. It's knowing.
If I don't say
it's
shit...
It's knowing when to shut the fuck up.
True.
That's all.
But it's also having that courage to speak up. When everybody else tells you not to.
But the courage, yeah, but that don't matter.
That takes courage.
Fuck everybody else. Courage is a part of pride and ego. When you dealing with the spirit, niggas, you don't need courage.
You do.
No, you don't. I already got the victory, nigga. I am what I am, regardless of whatever.
I got you, but it takes courage to stand.
What do I need courage for? This is who I am. I'm going to be the same nigga. Today, I'm
going
to be the same nigga today that I was. No, I know I am. Why? Because that's what I spend my time doing.
No, that's
doing.
What you were promised.
No, that's what I spend my time
Even
doing.
Even God's closest could fall away.
That's, yes, but that's what I spend my time doing.
You feel me? It's
is
a
to
blessing.
Be a better person.
That's a blessing. That's not you.
What do you mean it's a blessing? That's what I choose
you know
to
what
do.
I mean? No,
I
no,
can choose
no.
to play video games all day, but
that's
I don't.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that it's a blessing to stand up still in a world that none of this is very beneficial to the physical, or at least to the way the system, the system that's in place right now, right?
Yeah.
None of this is.
No, no.
Makes us look fucking nuts. And I don't really care. I'm about that life, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've already accepted it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, though, that is courageous, though, if you think about it, because it goes against everything that you're supposed to be doing. Saying,
right. But that's from their point
but
of view.
But no, but the abuse.
That's from their point of view. From my point of view,
from your point of view,
this is how he made me.
Got you.
So why? So it ain't courageous. I'm just being what I am.
You know why? Because you have a fucking wife. And yet she doesn't agree, or she doesn't see what you see, right?
Yeah.
But it still takes you being courageous about your vision to, in order to spread it. Because you could just shut the fuck up and just go into your own little corner, right? Never say shit.
Because
people do that.
Yeah, and I have done that.
Or conform.
On some real shit.
Yeah.
On some real shit, just to convey what I've been living and saying for forever. There's time you can ask my kids, nigga. I ain't do dishes, take out the trash, nothing for 3 years. 3 years. Don't even ask me, nigga. What you looking at me for?
Right.
I'm done talking. Right. I've been doing it for forever. I'm done doing acting.
What spirit is that of you?
That was, to me, it was a fucked up time, so I had to work on some other shit, but I'm glad
but you had that I don't give a fuck attitude.
I don't give a fuck, it was that...
Fuck you.
No, it wasn't a fuck you, it was that I gotta change. Obviously, you ain't hearing my words, you're not seeing my actions,
so
now I'm gonna back the fuck up and not do...
It's changing the illusion.
In order for you to see what the fuck I'm really made,
see,
who I am.
They make you change your illusion in order to listen.
And listen.
That's an illusion.
It ain't about you changing your illusion. It's about you changing theirs. Because you don't change.
You
chose.
But you put a hat on.
I chose not to do them dishes. I chose. You see what I'm saying? My illusion didn't change. I made those choices to change their illusion. Because their illusion was, nigga, you supposed to do this.
Yeah.
I'm taking it for granted, nigga. I'm supposed to get this.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I'll flip it.
Yep, I'm flipping it. Now you get nothing.
See, but that's the only way that can happen, though, and you can still make progress out of it.
The only way to make
progress. There are people who've been in the dark.
It's intent.
It's also but people who understand how these other people operate.
Correct. It's the intent, though.
See, that's why God is great. Because he let us go from the dark to get us to the light.
You have to.
In order to help the others.
Nigga, how do you grow seeds?
Because you got to manipulate.
If you want to feed the community, how do you get that garden to grow? You take up the fucked up soil, and you put the good seed in good soil, which is darkness. Dirty as shit.
How the... Man, this shit better not be telling me that
I been told you to log on. You could have been...
Damn it. I am recording it.
You know what I'm saying? You could have been recording
this segment is 60 minutes. Keep an eye... Yeah, it's going to be 60 minutes because K. Larry Hour is amazing and we're going to help out the masses. Keep...
You can still edit. That's what I do tomorrow.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You can edit it, separate the segments, and I got to let it grow.
Warning, 60 minutes is a lot.
Yeah,
that means you have short extension spans, and I'm sorry, y'all.
Listen, most humans,
pay attention.
This is Caltech's fucking shit. They have proven that motherfucking human beings alive to this day, nigga, their attention span only lasts 15 seconds. The average sheep, a lamb that's on the earth, has an attention span of 36 seconds.
And how much is ours?
15.
That's pitiful.
Seconds. So even a lamb has a...
My baby girl has an
attention
span longer than this.
Adults.
And she's 6 months. So if you guys can't try to learn something to get your spirit better. And like I said, we're just, you know, we're real people out here, man. We're not trying to tell you what to do. We're just having conversation that is not being had anymore, unfortunately.
So like a motherfucker who's from the world in that situation... would have just tuning himself out from the whole world, and then wouldn't have did nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But you were doing something.
Right, would have did whatever.
So you just tried to
occupy their mind. So instead, when I took a time out, nigga, I did what I needed to do, but I also focused on making other parts of me better.
Right. So it wasn't a time. It's almost an upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta go to the shop.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.